The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, the man of the hour, the reason that we are spending some time in Toccoa encouraging you to go vote tomorrow, the candidate for U.S. Senate here in Georgia, Herschel Walker. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hello there. How are you guys doing?
We are wonderful. My co-host this morning is South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, so she's here in Toccoa with me. Of course, you guys were here just last week.
Yes, we were. We are trying to continue to get people to get out and vote. I think it's so important. We got to get people out. I think if we get people out to vote, we're going to win this election. We can turn this state and this country back around, get people believing in America again, and get people doing the right thing.
Yeah, tomorrow is an important day. Before we get to the important stuff, though, I got to ask you a quick question. I mean, how about those dogs?
Those dogs are playing well. You know, they went out, and I tell you what, LSU, I think LSU came to play, but Georgia showed everyone that they're the number one team in the country, and I think the selection committee did the right thing and I hate to say it, I think Alabama is no doubt a good team, but I do think Ohio State deserved to go in, so I think they did a good thing by getting the four teams in right now.
Yeah, and now, of course, the Georgia Bulldogs on to the Peach Bowl facing the Buckeyes of Ohio State. You want to go ahead and give us your prediction?
Well, it's going to be a tough game. Ohio State is a lot better than people think. You know, they against Michigan, it was a close game. They lost a close one against Michigan. Michigan got a good program this year. And so Georgia's going to have to come to play. And I think if they continue to play like they've been playing, because they step it up when it's time to play, and I think Coach Smart is going to have them ready to play. And I give Georgia a 7-point edge right now.
There you go. Yes, well, on our guest line this morning, Herschel Walker. All right, so let's talk about how important tomorrow is. Of course, not only important to Georgia, but important to the nation. Now, earlier this morning, Herschel, I had a chance to talk with some of the folks here in Stevens County, and they've had a huge turnout in early voting. What does that mean to you? Do you expect to? Do you think that favors you with the heavy early voting?
Well, you wanted people to get out and early vote. You know, the Democrats, they always said they're the ones that get out and vote early. But I said, no, everybody get out and vote early, because I think right now they're worried. They're worried because they thought that they were going to take a big, big lead. And I don't think they have the lead they expected to have. So that's the reason I want everybody to turn out tomorrow, come rain, sun, snow, turn out and vote. We got to get out and vote and have your voices heard, your vote counted. And you will see that that I will win that election.
Well, Herschel, this is Pamela Abbott, Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina. I just want to tell you, I had the pleasure of meeting you at the White House with Senator Graham. And my family and I were praying for you. We're pulling for you. That's why I thought it was so important for me to be here with Joey to try to encourage everybody to get out and vote. You are going to be an amazing addition to the Senate, and you'll be voting our values here in the South for sure.
Well, thank you, and that's what I've been telling people. Right now, we need more people like yourself and Senator Graham that's going to go to Washington with a little common sense right now. You know, common sense that, you know, we don't need to go to our enemies to ask them for anything, and we got to secure this border, and we can get this economy together, and we can stop crime on the street by supporting our men and women in blue.
That's exactly right. I mean, this whole idea of defunding the police has done nothing but created havoc across our nation for anybody who adopted that crazy principle. We do. We need good common sense leadership to move this country forward.
We do, and that's one thing I said that I'm going to do is I'm going to worry about being for the people, not for the government. And that's what I've always believed in is we the people, not we the government.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a minute. You had a pretty good life, obviously a storied college football career, successful businesses. What made you decide to run for the U.S. Senate?
Well, that's the reason I decided to run, because I have had a successful life, and I found that America's dream. But I saw what some of the senators, not senators, but saw some of the people in Washington was doing, They was erasing that America's dream from our young people. They were erasing that America's dream from the people. And I just couldn't sit back anymore. I just felt that, you know, if I don't step out, you know, being a man of Christ, if I don't step out and try to do something, I don't think God will be too happy with me. I've had a lot of good people in my life. Coach Landry used to say, if you take something out of society, put something back in. So what do I need to do? I've taken a lot out, so I want to put a lot back in.
On our guest line this morning, Herschel Walker, of course, if you live in Georgia and you have not participated in early voting, we encourage it. You've got to mark off some time on your calendar tomorrow to show up and vote. This is an important election. You can get additional information on his website at teamherschel.com, teamherschel.com. And, of course, it takes money to run campaigns. I'm sure that Herschel would appreciate a nice donation as well at teamherschel.com. This is your first campaign, Herschel. Of course, you had a great career in football, business. Is politics harder than football?
Well, you know, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, you're trying to convince people of your views. And one of the things I think was made it a little bit easier now is the left has made themselves very vulnerable in the sense that they got high gas prices, high grocery prices. I think people can feel the crime on the street. And that's why I wanted to try to express to people is look around you. I don't need to tell you what's going on. You can look around you. You can feel it. And then you have people telling you to get used to the pain, you know, get used to certain things, or this is a new normal. And I'm saying, guys, they're not telling you the truth. This is easy. We don't have to do this. This is a great country. If we come together, we get united, because, you know, in my Bible that I read, God said, a house divided cannot stand. We have to come back together and quit worrying about the guy across the aisle from us, but worry about the guy across the ocean from us.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, President Joe Biden has not been to Georgia. He didn't travel down prior to the November 8th election. He has not been here during the runoff. I think the idea here from a strategy standpoint is he does not want to turn this Senate campaign into a referendum on his administration. But yet he did have time on Friday to go to a fundraiser in Boston to try to help money raise money for Warnock. What's your response to that, the fact that the president has not been here to support his party's nominee?
Well, you know, when his rating is down so low, I don't think Senator Warnock wanted to bring him in. And I can understand that somewhat because, you know, Senator Warnock wouldn't even answer the question in the debate where they are supported for his run for president in 2024. So he goes to Massachusetts and he makes a statement that he can't remember when Senator Warnock did not vote with him. And I think that's strong enough to tell you right there that Senator Warnock is going to do nothing but vote with Joe Biden all the time. That meant that he don't vote for Georgia. He don't vote for Georgia values. And that's what is so sad. You know, the Georgia people deserve a senator that's going to be with them. They don't need a senator from Massachusetts. They don't need a senator from California, New York, where you get all this funding from. They want a senator from Georgia that's going to represent their values.
That's so important, too, is, you know, just asking people, are you better off today than you were before he took office? And nobody is.
Yeah.
You know, we can see it in our gas prices. We can see it in inflation. We can see it in supply chain issues. The fact that the Democrats feel like we can just continue to print money and have it not have a negative impact on us, it's ludicrous.
Yeah. One final question for you, Herschel, and we appreciate your time. I know you have a lot going on as you're on the home stretch here. As you've traveled around the state of Georgia, what's the enthusiasm level out there? One of the hardest parts of a runoff, of course, is getting people back to the polls. Are you seeing the enthusiasm of your supporters out there?
Well, that's what has been so great here, because during the runoff, as soon as we knew it was a runoff, we hit the trail again, and the enthusiasm has been great, absolutely incredible. That's why I encourage people to get out and vote. And if you've already voted, you know someone that hadn't voted, call them up and tell them they got to get out and vote, because, you know, you can't sit on the sidelines. You can't sit on the sidelines anymore, because your vote may matter a great deal. This is going to be a very, very close race, and don't think one vote don't matter, because it does.
Yep, and that is for sure. Herschel Walker, we're praying for you. We wish you great success tomorrow, because we need you in the U.S. Senate.
Hey, thank you, Nine. God bless you guys.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Herschel. Best of luck tomorrow. We're pulling for you.
Yes, Herschel Walker. And again, if you are in Georgia and you haven't voted, you got to mark some time on your calendar tomorrow to take a few minutes and go to the polls.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.